Okay, I'm going to start.
Yeah. Brioche. Brioche.
414 counts.
Wait, you got to tell everybody what page you're on and where you're starting.
Well, yeah, I unfigured it out. It's page 44, which is twice of 22, so it's a perfect number.
Yeah.
And the chapter begins with saying the words in capital letters, the chapter being transformed into the prince of the Tachuchu
Chow Chow. Chow Chow Chiefs.
Tachuchu.
Chow Chow Chiefs.
The Chow Chow.
And we started at 414, which is 144 there, Carol.
Okay, let's
44.
Go.
And a half.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Go ahead. I'll start recording.
The Osiris Nu, whose word is truth, saith, I am the god Tem, the maker of the sky. Ion, have we heard of Tem before?
Yeah. Remember, it becomes this is the author of the river Styx. It's what that comes from, where the river flows from. You know, Carly Simon's song, Let the River Run. That's what she meant.
Okay. So, the maker of the... I am the god Tem, the maker of the sky, the creator of the things which are, who cometh forth from the earth, who made the seed of man to come into being, the Lord, capital L, of things, who fashioned the gods, the great God, two capital G's, who created himself, the Lord of life. Okay, so is this us creating ourselves now, or are we still being created?
Well, no. Wait, hold on. This is the merging or the comparison or the hooking up from the land of the dead to the land of the living.
Yeah.
You see, Reba McGuire, that's Dottie Rambo's girl, her baby girl, sang this about God's peculiar people who were not the seed of Abraham, were not the sons of God, the chosen generation. Now, this is where you start having a merging of something on this side of the road, seeing something on the other side of the road. And what's being spoke about here is to them on the far side of the road where the dead people live. But now, if you notice, if anybody's looked around, especially you, Robin, pay attention, especially Robin, seeing all them dead people that she's been looking at lately, wondering if them people's dead or not, darling, they are stone cold bat shit dead. Most of them, they're dead. They are dead. So this is what you're wondering, where all this coming from. This is why they don't need any resuscitation or nutrition, because they're dead. That's the point. So this is where you're starting to merge those worlds. Now, insightful people, Carolyn, you've met some of them in your span, just because you draw the weirdos sometime in your world more so than most folks. You've known people who have access to the dead. They talk to the dead. They see the dead. They engage with the dead. They see things and blah, 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 you know. Like in the show Preacher, where his mama says, what will you do? I'll do anything. And she looks and cucks her little nose, and she says, you'll do anything, meaning I got you now. Because see, what she wanted was souls. This is what this is about now. It's about souls, because those unrealized creations hold power. Just like the angels don't want you to have your power. Ooh, Lord, no. They don't want to work. It's like Shoney's Big Boy. They just want you to drive by. They don't want you to come in and eat. Somebody got to wash them dishes if they come in and eat. So what's the point here? This is the reference that says, there's a point between where God engages with the dead and the live and those becoming on this side of the river. The fashioning of gods.
Okay. However, that implies that there's an external God and the God isn't us yet.
Well, it's the becoming. Who fashioned the little g gods, the great God who created himself, the Lord of life.
Yeah,
they,
okay,
who made to flourish two companies of the gods.
Mm-hmm.
See, the two companies are the, now that, now some would say quickly that that had to do with Hindades. But this is not what that's quite saying. It's just saying you're mm-hmm. a god and you don't know it. So the two companies engaged of the gods, that's where the homage would have to go. Because you're divine on both sides, the holy beings,
mm-hmm. mm.
whose seats are veiled, so you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is that rub up, rubbing up. Because there's only one God, you're it.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get you to God, we ain't worried about nobody else.
So it's almost like the small g on the other side is really a big G and doesn't know it, and it's
yeah.
just acting like a
small G. It's becoming. It's becoming. Yeah, it's becoming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's beautiful because that's what we've been saying all along. Y'all have ascended. You made it. Hooray. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't know.
Yeah.
Then you fall off and
okay.
fucking die. Be like, well, damn, mm-hmm. there goes another one. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't die. You're taking Remag. How do people, somebody on Remag, die? It's ridiculous.
Continuing. Oh, well, I wrote a lot of words there. Let's see where we had been. Oh, darn. I lost it. What's today? June 20?
6 and 11 and 144 minus 2 and 8 16ths and 3 30 seconds. Yeah, 3:30
yeah.
seconds of 11.
Yeah, yeah.
The 27th.
Yeah, okay, got it.
27.
Got it, got it. Okay.
Yeah, 5:21.
Okay. The great God who created himself, the Lord of life. So you gave a wonderful explanation. Continuing. Who made to flourish the two companies of the gods. Okay. Homage to you, O ye divine lords of things, capital L. Ye holy beings whose seats are veiled, homage to you, O ye lords of eternity, capital E, because we live forever, whose forms are concealed, whose sanctuaries are mysteries, whose places of abode are not known.
Mm. Right. What Bert ran into. Because that's what Bert ran into. He's waking up in strange places, Karen. We'd think uh-huh. he'd been in the communion wine again, but not really. He hadn't been in the communion wine. But he's waking up in strange places. So he's finding mm-hmm. some of these strange things that he's bumping into. He's like, what the hell? How do I get there? But don't worry, because he knows him OA movement. So he can ease uh-huh. right on back home.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. this is where some of this is being, you're pimping into this place where you're seeing things. Now, Bob Carr said foretold of all these mysteries, these chemical mysteries when he was in the dope. What is that dope? Brown tabs of acid. Yeah, dropping a brown tab. And these trip, slip, flip, flip, whatever that is. But that's not genuine. That's the fictitious side. It just drops your inhibition. Okay? That's the psychotropics. So that psychotropic is what lets you feel it, but it doesn't let you know it. You can trip or bad trip, but it's not something that's yours. You can't have it. See, it's fleeting. You know, the mushrooms don't really talk to you or sing, or the grass doesn't really try to stab you or whatever other bad things are. But that's the psychedelic, psychotropic aspect that can be a larger dimension.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what this is telling me. That's what Bob Carr was trying to say, what he was trying to make reference to. But like his deluded little self in Mumbai, he don't know shit. So
right.
past that, it was a good run. It was a good run right up to that part.
So, yes, what you're saying is mushroom psychedelics, they gave you a feeling of what you really
Euphoria.
Wanted to be doing, which was ascending.
Uh-huh. All things were possible. There was no limitation. There was things that you knew could not be that were. The bigness of it. Bob, mm-hmm. CKLN, all CNI, the Secret Council of 10, how they run everything, how the power applied, how it's all a joke.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a silly mm-hmm. joke. We have you in control. We control the vertical. We control the horizontal. We have this. You're just a puppet. You're a puppet on a string. You're just a puppet on a string doing our bidding to the superfluous worlds. It's the Collins world of white columns.
Awesome.
White shadows.
Continuing.
White shadows.
Continuing. Homage to you, O ye gods, small g, who dwell in the 10-8, in brackets called circle of light. Homage to you, O ye gods of the circle of the country of the cataracts. Okay, so
yeah.
Is that the eye disease or some geography?
It's not a disease, darling. It's where the lenses are occluded. The lenses
yes.
are occluded, so you can't. It's not a disease. You've marked up your lenses so you cannot see. And as it goes on and gets thicker or deeper, then you have less ability or capacity to note the obvious.
Yeah.
How many people do you know walking around here listening to some of these people on the chitty chat, chitty chitty bang bang, talking bullshit? You'd think surely they was dying of cataracts. They can't see shit. Plain as mud. Clear as mud, and they can't see it. So
right.
we kind of play with it, but it's a circle of light.
Yeah.
Okay. Unlike macular degeneration, because if you can't see, there are none so blind as those who will not see. In a moment, blinded by the light means something.
Yeah. Perfect.
Remember the song
okay.
"Blinded by the Light"? That's some of the ELO stuff Bob don't like. He don't like the 80s.
No.
Must have been. Why did you, was you mean to him in the 80s? He didn't like the 80s.
What was happening in the 80s? Okay. What, Bob? It was the 70s, Bob says. Okay, let's continue. Homage to you, O ye gods who dwell in Amentet. Homage to you, O ye gods who dwell with Nut. Grant ye to me that I may come before you. I am pure. I am like a god, small g. I am endowed with spirit, soul. Spirit has a capital F. I am strong.
Yeah.
I am endowed with heart, soul, capital H. I bring unto you incense and spice and natron. I looked up
what's natron, Carolyn? What's natron?
It's a naturally occurring mixture of sodium carbonate decahydrate, a kind of soda
decahydrate. That's exactly right. And that's a building block that holds carbon electrons. Excellent.
Wow.
Good for you. Now, see, now look here. Them numbed up motherfuckers is telling you how it could be if you knew what you know that you knew.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Know the knowing and knowing the known. Key
the resident
13.
Node. The resident node.
Awesome. Continuing. I have done away with the chidings of your mouths. I have come, I have done away the evil which was in your hearts, and I have removed the offenses which appertained to you, in brackets, against me. I bring to you deeds of well-doing, and I present before you truth. I know you, I know your names, I know your forms, which are not known.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that, I mean, there's key 13 all over the place.
Yep. That's exactly right. And that comes into the split sides. Now we start talking about the three faces of Eve, the show with Sally Field 1.5 million years ago. She's an old bitch because she's been doing this a long time. But that long time ago where you have these split personality kind of things, but other people live different lives too. You know, they'll have different sides. Some people you call them two-faced sometimes. Not in such a nice kind of way because they may be gossipers or something. But a lot of people have multiplicity conditions or with smells or other chemicals can flip them into another somebody. Like, you know, the very thing that what to do to make Bob be irritated, There's like three things. He's hard to irritate, but there's three things you can do that makes him irritated, and then all of a sudden he's just all to pieces, this, that, and the other. And you know exactly where to push the buttons to make that be the case, because you're good. You've done this a very long time, darling, superfluously perfectly. But you know those hot buttons that are.
Yeah, I know. What I've done is avoided doing them.
Correct. But you know the point. You're right. No, correct. Yes. But you know exactly what periphery or degree to ease into that. So, yes, that's it. Precisely. Good. Because you'd win. I mean, if it's an argument, you're going to win, but you don't even want to argue. That's the point. Mm-hmm. So you learn those boundaries to enjoy the benefit of it, to mix it up, to have contrast, but you don't have to show blood to prove you got blood pumping. Good.
Right. So you're knowing them, you're knowing you, and you act accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Now, this is only until you come into your place of power. So this is explaining that you know everything about everything, but you're too damn stupid to know you're a god. So you're a little god trying to figure out how to nut.
Mm-hmm. You think the knowing is enough, but you haven't...
Well, we've been saying that since itch. That's why we're going to put you in the machine. We're going to let the machine, we're going to let the tech body tell you how you're doing. Y'all won't have it. You won't do it. We told you. You did it. You're there, but you don't know it. Well, you do. Yes, you do. Don't worry about it. We're going to take a picture and take slices of it and show you how you're not like everybody else. So we'll solve it.
Right.
That's the only reason we haven't do that, because they're so damn insipid. They will not have the very thing, the gift from God, that's them. They won't have it. So you don't want sex, you're going to get porn. So pornography it is. We don't mind.
Okay, we'll just force feed it, as we are.
Got it. Ooh, stop, you talking, man. You're going to have to go to bed. You talk like that, Missy. You can't be talking like that. Listen, Carolyn ain't going to bed yet. You can't talk like that. It's a family show.
It's my multiple side. Continuing.
I see.
I come into being among you. My coming is like unto that God who eateth men and who feedeth upon the gods, small g. I am strong before you, even like that God who is exalted upon his pedestal, upon whom the gods, all small g's, come with rejoicing, and the goddesses make supplication when they see me. I have come unto you. I have ascended my throne like your capital daughters. So, tell me about these daughters, Ion.
Oh, that's the two examples of the, remember the vile judgments of the two harlots?
Yeah.
Those are the two daughters. Those are the two daughters.
Okay. But they're capital, so they are gods?
Sure, because remember the thing, that's the judge. That's the seat of the judge, remember? Before the vow, as the vow of judgments, that's before you have the tiny note. That is the tiny note. The little book, that is the little book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what that applies to. Uh-huh. And that's what the 420 elders are singing to. And they're trying to tell you from the vilest, yuckiest, nastiest part of it, that if they can make it, sure to God, you can.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Which words referred to the little book?
Oh, the part right before the two daughters from the two harlots from the vile judgment after the seven churches before the little book. What we call the tiny note.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a way of placing that within the keys, Ion? Where would it?
Yeah, Renown. Renown, it's right there. It's right there. It's just coming up next, honey.
Let's do it. I have taken my seat in the horizon. I receive my offerings of propitiation upon my altars. Propitiation
means... Okay, well, now, whoa. Which key is that? Offerings of propitiation.
Propitiation.
Which key the offerings where you yield?
I don't yield.
The judgment. Yes, you do. The judgment.
Justice
for the judgment.
Key number nine.
And then I drink my fill of Seth wine every evening. See? Now that gives you a key. And an heir.
Right. I got the key. Now the heir, I mean, I'm taking that as being like, Zen pop. Or just because it says pop. But I wondered about why Seth is a small S there.
Oh, because Seth was the bastard of Lilith.
Oh.
And you listened to Jane Roberts. You heard Jane Roberts, that whore. You listened to her, didn't you?
Yeah. Okay.
That's what made Esther Wheeler a big deal. She mocked her.
Esther Wheeler. Maybe we'll go on, but
She married Jerry, the one that Amway guy who had like 5, 6, 7 wives before he was the last. She was the last one. Well, that we know of, the Hicks boy. He was in the circus in Cuba.
Oh.
Yeah, and that made a river flowing down the river, an oarless boat, and a riverless stream, or something about vortex or some shit. It's real confusing when you listen to it. You can't get nowhere with it, but it's the Abrahamic positions.
I didn't know Esther's maiden name was Wheeler. It's Weaver.
Oh, yeah, she's related.
It's Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R.
No, they changed that. They changed that. Look at the daughter's name. Look at the daughter's name. No. It's Wheeler. They say Weaver, but it's not so. It's not
so.
We know.
Okay.
But it's okay. She can have her little secrets. There was a murder.
Gotcha.
So can't have it right there.
Okay, so let's just continue then, unless there's more to be said about this propitiation.
Oh, this is so funny. That's so funny. Carolyn Joe's complimenting you on your good work, and he wants to know, what's the topic? It's the Book of the Dead, for God's sake. We're like... Bob, you need to be nicer to your special guest, for Pete's sake.
Book of the Dead, Egyptian Book of the Dead. Somebody should be is probably putting the words on the chat. Oh,
on the goober, on the goober snatcher, probably.
Right. Continuing.
Yeah.
I come to those who are making rejoicings, and the gods who live in the horizon ascribe unto me praises as the divine spirit body, capital S, the Lord of mortals, capital L. I am exalted like that holy God who dwelleth in the great house. And, of course, I want to know what the great house refers to. Anything to do with the elders?
Yeah. This is the Vestal Goodman, Holy Heels. This house of flesh is but a prison. Bars of bone, oh my soul. But the house of clay, that is the divine house, the great house. You'd say,
the house of clay is your body, correct?
Yeah, means that.
Means that. Wow, the holy God who dwells in the great house, and don't you know that yet? Got it.
Well, and see, here's the rub. Here's where here's where death by modern medicine kicks in. You bitch slap these people into next Tuesday trying to tell them how to look after their temple and what they need to do. And what do they do? Everything, whatever you say, do, they do just the opposite. Just the opposite. Why don't you just put them all on meth? Nobody gets sick on meth, and it'd have been well for all their lives. Just put them on meth. Let them chase the dragon. Let them chase the dragon. Yeah. They can just sit around and medicate.
Medicaid.
Ah, that's awesome. Medicaid. That's right. That's right. From that side. Yeah. Then they wouldn't have all them troubles.
Yeah, I totally embarrassed and humiliated my mother at some, you know, one of her Baptist church goings when I was visiting her in Florida. There are all these missionaries they talked about, and then they spent half an hour praying on all the people who were in hospital, and then at the end they invited everybody to the, you know, to share cakes and cookies and coffee and soda. And I, shaking the hand of the minister or pastor at the end, I said, look, you need missionaries down in the banquet hall or whatever to tell people to take care of their bodies, because the body is a temple. And that's why people are getting sick. My mother just hauled me out of there. It was they have no idea how they're killing themselves.
Carolyn, missionary position is good, but she should have told them about doggy style. Doggy style might have saved their life.
Continuing.
It's possible.
The gods rejoice.
That was a good little sidebar there. Bob kind of... Look at Bob. He snickered a little bit, just a little bit. He didn't snicker hard. He couldn't laugh, because that'd be too much, but he did snicker just a little bit. Nice.
Well, he's probably thinking, I heard that before. He doesn't care his stories for
90 million times. That's right. Poor Vern. Mm-hmm. Vern Christensen. Damn.
Continuing. The gods rejoice greatly when they see my beautiful appearances from the body of the goddess Nut, and when the goddess Nut bringeth me forth. So that's the end of that. So we're brought forth.
Yeah.
You know, we went through all that. We did, you know, whatever.
Well,
we
you weren't brought forth. You weren't brought forth. It was given the condition that there's another condition that might be your condition if you can appreciate your condition. So I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if you were looking back to see if you were looking back at me. So I was looking to see in a rear view mirror position, in a past proof perfect tense, I would have made it had I known I was coming.
Yeah, perfect.
Hey, Karen, I think someone came over from the Dead Bob Show.
Oh, nice. Uh-oh. Welcome.
Yeah, Audrey says,
welcome.
Nice that you can shut up. Listen. Audrey writes, nice that you can read the Bible after bashing the country where you grew up and were a citizen of until recently, where people still love you. Dead Bob Show.
Thank you. Thank you, Audrey. Appreciate it.
They love you. Hey, she learned.
They love you till they hate you. Exactly.
That country drove Carolyn out of the country. They hated Carolyn.
Yeah, they hated
She learned
I mean, the authorities.
1934 that they love you till they hate you, and they hate you till they love you. So you're an enemy in waiting, no matter how close or how sweet the pearls of honey flow from your vixen mouth.
Audrey, then correct yourself. Countries of North America are all in a circle of light.
Oh,
yeah, Lucifer light.
Yeah.
Continuing, we're on to the next.
Audrey says, "Well, Audrey's having a fit, a breakdown." She says, "Porn!" Just yells out, "Porn!"
It's like butt fucking, but it's on the TV. It's good.
She goes, look at this. Porn, disgusting. That how you control people? This is Matthew Hurtado. Matthew Hurtado, and he's showing up.
Oh, my God. It's the snuggle. He's showing us how he works the snuggle house.
Porn, disgusting.
We cut them real close.
That how you control people by bringing them to the lowest common denominator, all the while declaring yourselves to be like gods?
No, not at all. We give you the perfect gift of coitus. We give you the perfect expression of engaging with another human being so that you can join together and share every aspect of a world that you create together. And what do? You dash that away and invent pornography that you try to live up to for the rest of your days. Yes, it is quite disgusting. It's the best you got right now.
And then Trita says, this is not a family show. And Audrey says, it may not be, or Matthew Hurtado says, it may not be a family show, but doesn't have to be so low life. I think we should be a little above trailer park. Oh, sounds like your mother, Kel. We should be a little above trailer park, personally considering
go
the overall
get
information.
Go get Evelyn. Go get Evelyn. We'll drag a $100 bill through her trailer park and see what happens. Every time you drag a $100 bill through the trailer park, that's what you get, bub.
Yes, and then Sky Goddess reminds us that Trailer Park Boys filmed in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, and I knew one of the main characters in there, John Dunsworth, or not Dunsworth, but the other John, who was part of Pier 1 in the 70s. He was the funny ne'er-do-well in Trailer Park Boys, and he just died like about a year ago. You know him, Sue. Let's see, does Audrey say anything more?
Don't worry about words, Audrey. They can't hurt you. Just take some Remag and step away from the computer. Everybody else has having fun.
Take it all, baby. Take it all. Embrace it all. Swallow it hard, and it will not. And it's like the wormwood and the gall. It will not make your belly sour. We promise. It's good.
Yeah, Audrey
sounds
like a follower.
You're going to come one way or the other. You can do this. You can hold on. This is easy. There's two roads. There's the Emmaus Road. But you can step and walk along with the Christ and figure it out on your own and ascend. That's what the point of this whole thing is ascension. It draweth nigh. Or you can do it like the Damascus Road, like Paul, who got his name changed because he also had a bad reputation and got struck by lightning and goes damn blind and still sees the light. That's all he can see from that point. So you can run it any way you want to, honey. We have to get it to some level so that the regular folks can get it, because some people don't get it with sweet, sweet pies and lullabies and kumbayas and over here. We did that for years. We got nowhere. Doesn't work. Now we don't care. Now you're going to get it or not. Please yourself, honey. You're just sitting on the levee waiting on the Robert E. Lee. It's all right with us. So it's good.
Yeah, I think Audrey's from the school of Aleister Crowley. I think she's from the...
Oh, Mr. Crowley! Yeah,
Crowley,
Mr.
Crowley. Little him. Nice him.
Little ham, the little ham. That's nice. We can eat bad.
Look at
we can
this,
eat bad
guys.
Too.
On Instagram, a micro influencer, she calls herself that Boheme, THATBOHEME.
Pagan.
She's lying. Well, she's sort of curled up reading the Magnesium Miracle.
These are all fake, right?
There you go.
Fake, made by Chad and Brian?
No, they're real people.
What, she's just featuring herself?
Yeah, they get our product.
Let me read what she says. I'm a pretty good reader. I never thought that I would ever read a book about magnesium, but here I am getting older. Now, this is someone who does stuff, Carol, like she puts stuff on Instagram.
Yes.
This is her skit. Okay, besides the long list, I think she maybe means besides. Besides the long list of the benefits of magnesium on the overall health, one of my key takeaways is that liquid magnesium is better absorbed in your gut than some of the less soluble forms. I recently started using RNA Reset liquid magnesium, and so far I've noticed that my sleep got much better, and I haven't had any crabs for the last few weeks. Do you use any vitamin supplements?
She's asking her followers, and 350 people answered her.
Right, so we're watching, we're seeing somebody in the fashion world reading a book. They never read a book on magnesium. And she's so shocked.
I thought I'd never do this, right? Yeah. That's very cute.
Oh, she's in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
Nice pictures of her. Where does she live, I wonder?
Is she naked? Can you see her hoo-ha?
Yeah,
stop it.
Yeah, we can.
Stop it.
Yes, yes.
Okay, go.
Look at her. Wow, she's very nice.
Very nice.
24,000 followers. Look at Carol. Carol's infiltrated the what world? The now world or something? The now world?
Micro-influencers.
Homeopathic probes.
Yeah. And these are the people we have to influence, Audrey, who don't care about words or don't put any commendation or condemnation on just words.
Right. She hasn't read a book in decades, and then she's so surprised that when she starts reading a book again, it's about magnesium.
I never thought I'd do this. That's so cute.
Yeah, I know. Hey, guess what? Here's a new word. Has she ever heard the word nigger? That's a new word, too.
Oh, now you got it done. Now you got it done. Okay, continuing.
It's a micro.
Hey, Ion. It's a new chapter. Looky here. Yeah, a new chapter.
Hey. Yeah, Joe said, thanks for playing the theory of a dead man. You win the first prize, boss.
the chapter of making the transformation into the serpent Satta. The chapter of making the transformation into the serpent Satta. So we transform into a snake.
Yeah, we take on that attribute. Looky here.
Remember someone asked me the other day what I actually look like behind my human mask, and I said a rattlesnake?
No.
There it is. Yeah. I predicted it. I'm a serpent.
The Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, saith, I am the serpent Satta, whose years are infinite. I lie down dead. I am born daily. Resurrection, Bob. I am the serpent Saanta, the dweller in the uttermost parts of the earth. I lie down in death. I am born. I become new. I renew my youth every day. So, Ion, that's giving us the appreciation that we can resurrect or are resurrected or
you're not the same thing you were. You slough off snails and bring on new, slough off snails and bring on new, and on and on and on and on, so much so to the place that you can take on that persona. But it's no question that you're dealing with dead people, because look what people do trying to keep themselves alive now. They scrape things, exfoliate things, and fill it full of botulism. They shoot Botox, botulism, in their skin to cause an irritant so they can pimp up, pump up, pluff up, so they can take the wrinkles out of their wrinkles. They take an iron and on and off their wrinkles. Pretty amazing what they go through for the dead.
Right. And that, I mean, just knowing that is important, because when you slough off cells and bring on new, you don't have to bring your old self with you.
You don't have to age.
Diseases. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it won't take, and Serovital, and Serovital won't help you.
Serovital. That's some sort of anti-aging stuff?
It's HGH. It's HGH.
All right.
Human growth hormone.
HGH. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
It was John Dunsworth, but he's not connected to the political Dunsworths in Halifax.
The actor in Trailer
Park Boys. He died October 16th, Dave Neufeld's birthday in 2017.
Oh,
he played the alcoholic trailer park supervisor, Jim Leahy. But he's also known for playing the mysterious reporter, Dave Teagues, on the supernatural drama series Haven, which was also made in Nova Scotia.
Right. Okay, so, yeah, my question here had been, is the developing God also developing the attributes of the serpent? And we said, yes, the resurrecting our body parts as new. And Ion says yes.
Yeah.
Next chapter, Bob.
I renew my youth every day. We're kicking it.
That was a short
chapter. It's starting to get good. Now listen, Carolyn, tell everybody. That we paused for a minute so they could catch up, so they could get over whatever it is that's getting over, or get out of, or get into, or do whatever it is they got to do. Because now, in a few minutes, they're not gonna want to sit up with the dead no more. Because the dead's about to start sitting up. So you better get these points of order, because they're all internal, or are they? They're all having to do with you, or are they? They're all conditional responses that are applied to the recently unquieted dead.
Mm.
And if that makes sense, good. If it doesn't make sense, you better go watch Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm. It'll hit you. Yeah, this is what you don't want to be, do, or have.
Well, you want to know how it works so you can know how it be, does, and has. Mm-hmm. So when you get caught in that sweep, you're not lost in it. Because some of you jackballs is not going to make it, man. We're just telling you. Don't mean to be crude or nothing. So you need to know that. Just say.
What do you mean?
And
well, I don't mean to be crude. That's all you ever do is be.
Well, you don't want us to powder puff this thing, do you? You want us to be sweet and relax and allow in an oarless boat in a seamless stream and lips. Lord, suffering care. We could get a nice nightgown and we swoon on our bed and get a cassette tape recorder and let Bob come to our bed and ask us questions like they did Jane Roberts all those years ago. Our group, we can go get Joe. No, that's not Joe Dunn. We can go get Mr. What's his name? We don't even know his name. He's been dead so long now. Not the Willie.
Walter Bower.
Oh, wait, what happened?
Walter Bower.
Not Walter Bower.
Dave Worcester.
No.
Dave Worcester.
No, Rube.
Michael Blake Reed.
Roland Thornhill.
Blake Reed, the
Roland Thornhill, the Attorney General of Nova Scotia or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Evergreens.
The Evergreens.
Hey,
nothing either.
Bob said you were a rudderless boat.
No, an oarless
rudderless
something.
Oarless boat and a rudderless.
He said the word oarless. It's from Abraham's. Oarless. Sue Bone used to say that all the time. Sky got Sue. He said, "You're an oarless rudder, Bob."
Oarless rudder. No, it's an oarless boat and a rudderless and a Rotterdam Jew. You're an oarless boat.
Go eat your sugar, Bob. Go eat your sugar.
And poor Audrey, I think, has left. I mean, she's never heard such any Christian people reading the Bible with a devil voice telling us what it means.
We don't be talking. She's talking blasphemy. You don't have sugar in this house.
Sugar.
What are you talking about?
It's Saturday.
Yeah, go eat
Saturdays,
Bob. Go get your antibiotics, Bob. You'll feel better. Go get you some antibiotics and like that.
Next chapter. Hey, hey, hey. The chapter of making the transformation into the crocodile god. So now we have to become a crocodile god. Look at that. The Osiris Annie, whose word is truth, saith, I am the crocodile god, Sebak, who dwelleth amid his terrors. I am the crocodile god, and I seize my prey like a ravening beast. I am the great fish, capital F, which is in Camu. I am the Lord.
Kamui. Just like Hawaii talk. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. I know Kamui. I am the Lord, capital L, whom bowings and prostrations are made in Sekhem, and the Osiris Annie is the Lord, small L, to whom bowings and prostrations are made in Sekhem. So there's the two again. Tried not to say Hendides, but that's
right.
The two again.
That would be that's the counterpart of the both sides of that indemnification. Mm. It's like an indemnification clause. Like if you have a life insurance policy that has double indemnity, if you work out of certain things, it pays double. Well, this would be the double.
Right.
And Scott is pointing out, as he usually does, crocodiles are brownish green. Alligators are black or gay.
Gay?
You're gay. That's right.
Thank you, Scott. Step away from the computer.
Sky Goddess has an antibiotic attack. She just suddenly realized, only one flight back to Andromeda? One flight? That's right, there's only one flight. And then Greg Duffelbag comes in and says, very glad that Carol called out Ian about the I don't mean to be crude comment.
He's God.
Very happy that should be pointed out.
Yes.
That is true.
Continuing.
That's true.
Behold, I am the dweller in his...
You, Mr. Duffelbag.
Blah, 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 blah. Behold, I am the dweller in his terrors. I am the crocodile, his firstborn. I bring prey from a distance. I am the fish of Horish, the great one, in Kamui. I am the Lord of Bowings in Shechem.
Kamui. That's where our dentist is. We go. We have to go there for our dentist, right?
Kahalui, Bob.
Oh, Kahalui. It's all same.
Sorry.
Now Sky Goss, who's improvising, she's hallucinating. Oh. She sees crocodiles on meth.
Nice. That'd be good. Crocodiles on meth. That might be interesting. Hey, I bet they're not.
Hey, Ion.
Those are brown.
Ion. A new chapter.
Yeah.
You ready?
You're kicking them. Yeah, patah. I got a patah.
I know. Patah. It's like spitting. The chapter of making the transformation into patah. The Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, saith, I eat bread, I drink ale, I gird up my garments, I fly like a hawk, I cackle like the smen goose, I alight upon that place hard by the sepulchre on the festival of the great God, two capital G's, that which is abominable, I will not eat. An abominable thing is filth. I will not eat thereof. So is this the discernment part of the picture, Ion?
No, it's just, of course, obviously it is, but that's not what it's about. What it's about is what you're engaging. What it's about is what you're engaging.
Not about the shoe bread. Not about my bread.
Correct. Right. Now, they want to know, Carolyn, why you emphasize the capital and not capital. Okay, here you go. For the capital letters, that's when it's significant. Like God, if he's going to say God damn, you probably wouldn't use a capital letter. You'd use a little lowercase because God references is important. And so if it's a capital letter, God, it's more superior than say, the gods of Egypt, which there were a bunch of them. So that's why you're careful to supplement between the two so we know what we're talking about. Like somebody in hell or dead trying to work it out that's trying to worship a little god or be a little god when they're trying to get the big capital god to work it out. That's how you separate the difference. Like in Ghostbusters, Gozar the Gozarian would be a little G god.
Right, and we want to be a capital G god. Rather than a little god. So every time there's a capital G, it means we're getting there. We're getting there. Don't worry.
Hey, Carolyn, Duffel Bag has caught up to you in 1970. He says he now makes his own bread. He's arrived at Dobstown 1970.
Hey, Carolyn, teach him how to make Jell-O. That'll fix him up. He can be complete. Show him how to make the Jell-O.
Oh, yeah. I was experimenting all the time to see how far I could stretch it. How much water I could put in, and you get to the point it doesn't gel, so then you back it off a bit. That's all.
You had the easiest audience for it. I couldn't taste nothing. I didn't know what I was eating. She put anything in front of me, I'd eat it. So she really didn't have much. It never had much criticism in her life.
No. Here, Bob, drink your Jell-O.
Bob, here's your Jell-O. Okay, Carolyn, where's my straw? I'll eat my Jell-O. Where's my straw?
Yes, and then Duffelbag is accusing me of being on biotics right now. Bob's on antibiotics.
Never.
No, and no sugar, no acid.
I'm on sugar, Greg.
Okay, let's go, guys. I got to make the pizza soon. Continuing.
Oh, it's almost time. Yeah, go ahead.
That which is an abomination unto my ka, capital K, capital A, which is, that's another representation of God, small gods, right, Ion?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is the reference to it.
Yeah.
Hey, Carolyn.
Hey, Bob.
You know, I asked if that bread in the patah part or whatever part it was shoe bread? Duffelbag says, I don't make my bread out of shoes, though. I use flour, water, yeast, and salt. He thinks we make our bread out of shoes.
No.
Shoe bread. And he's Greg.
He has
a capital G in Greg. He thinks he's a capital G god. This is what happens when you stay in Canada, especially Toronto.
Yeah.
Continuing.
Yeah, he probably won't be a POW, though, Bob.
Okay, that which
but
is an abomination.
But we're just the same.
Yes, let's have them call in and talk cartoons.
Continuing, that which is an abomination unto my ka shall not enter my body. I will live upon that whereon live the gods and the spirit souls. I shall live and I shall be master of their cakes. So a master cake baker, or you're just not going to eat crap is what they're saying here.
Well,
right?
No, you can eat crap, but your crap won't go into you. You won't eat it. It'll get away. You'll drop it. You'll drop it before you eat it, or you'll defile it in some way, or you'll burn it up, or it won't quite make it to you. Now, look how they divide the little gods and the spirit souls, how they're separate, like they're different people sitting at the same table waiting on you to bring them something to eat. Let them eat cake. That's where Marie Antoinette got it from, is let them eat cake.
Continuing. I am master of them, and I shall eat them under the trees of the dweller in the house of Hathor, my lady. I will make an offering. My cakes are in Tetu. My offerings are in Anu. I gird about myself the robe which is woven for me by the goddess Tate. I shall stand up and sit down in whatsoever place it pleases me to do so. My head is like unto that of Ra. I am gathered together like Tim.
So it's almost like, whoa. So there's the parts. See, those are the individual parts you're trying to draw together. Now, you realize this is the dead side. So if you get caught in the dead side, these are the things you need to know. But if you're on the live side, the God side of life, the race is on. Here comes pride in the backstretch, heartaches pulling to the inside. When you get to that conditioned response of figuring it all out, then what happens? You have to know these things. That's where your body, Bob, that's where your mind, body, spirit's going to come into play to help those on both sides of the river Styx.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a dead person trying to rebuild a physical body? By bringing body parts together?
No, they're telling about a dead person trying to figure it out.
We already brought our body parts together weeks ago.
Yeah. This is a country song, Bob, where you lose your wife and you lose your girl and your dog leaves you and you're messed up. You're stuck like Chuck.
I never had that experience. I don't know it.
We know.
Continuing.
But you don't get out much. You don't get out much. So that's not surprising.
Continuing. Here offer the four cakes of Ra. Now look at that, Bob. The four stages of apprehension.
Yep. Yep. Where's that? Which?
The
next
doing
Tibetan
section,
book
right
or
below 10.
The Egyptian Book of the Dead. Where are we?
Just above the making transformation of the soul of Tim. Get Greg Duffelbag to show you where you are. He keeps up with everything.
You're talking about the four cakes of Ra? Is that what you
said? Yes. Yeah, four.
The offerings of the earth. Now ask about that. What earth are they the offering of?
Yeah.
What is earth?
Okay.
It's bringing you, you're in the dead zone. You're looking at the earth zone, and the cakes are going to help you get back there.
This is the perspective
the
of a dead
element,
person.
Bob. Fifth element. Fifth element. What surrounds the fifth? No, you don't. What's around the fifth element? There's earth, wind,
air,
fire, water.
And then Akasha.
And you know what the fifth element is? You guys don't know that. Napoleon announced it. No, mud.
Nah.
Mud is the fifth element, said Napoleon.
Mud.
After going to Russia or someplace.
Continuing.
Mud. Let him
but what is the earth?
Mud. That's what
this
it is.
This is the perspective of a...
The live zone, Bob.
What'd you say, Ian? About mud?
Bob, you're not supposed to be in this.
Oh, yeah, I'm not supposed to be in this.
Hey.
Okay,
I'll go back.
You go to your room. You go to your room. That's what you do. Go to your room.
I got to chat with Duffelbag. You know, side scuffle. What is the earth, though, Karen? What, I just want to get that
it's
word.
The live zone.
Oh, he's looking at the live zone.
Yeah,
earth.
We're in the dead zone looking over at the live zone.
Okay.
So, continuing. Here offer the four cakes of Ra and the offerings of the earth. I shall come forth. My tongue is like that of Ptah, P-T-A-H, which is pronounced like a spit. And my throat is like unto that of Hathor. And I remember the words of Tim, of my father, with my mouth. He forced the woman, the wife of Keb, breaking the heads near him. Okay, we got to know what that is. Who's forcing who? Well,
go on a little further, and we'll clean it up. But you got to get the context.
Got it. Continuing. Therefore was the fear of him there. His praises are repeated with vigor. I am decreed to be the heir, the lord of the earth of Keb. I have union with
now,
women.
Okay. Now I'll clean it up. It's setting this pecking order of the who's who or how it's supposed to flow. It's not that way, because if you were in control like that, if you were doing all that, the last thing you'd have to do is tell everybody what we call the big dick syndrome. If you got a big dick, you don't got to tell anybody. You ain't got to show them, and you ain't got to talk about it. You're busy getting busy rather than talking about how busy you are with your big dick. So this sets that point of how you're trying to figure out the offerings that you're trying to gain the benefits of, that you have this place of power. Some might say respect, but it's borrowed because he doesn't have it. He's having to get it from his father, and it's a pretend id. It's the Eckhart Tolle version of living, the macerations of the Eckhart Tolle's id. Now, carry on. I have union with women.
All right. Okay. Continuing. Keb hath refreshed me, and he hath caused me to ascend his throne. Those who dwell
in his throne. His throne,
right?
Not my throne, his throne.
Whose throne is that? The dead person's looking at someone.
Keb. So that's where Ion was just saying, you're in your pretend place of power by taking it from someone else or assuming someone else. So we got
to
get out of here. Those who dwell in Anu bow their heads to me. I am their bull. I am stronger than the lord of the hour. I unite with women. I am master for millions of years. So it's a braggadocio.
Yeah, I know, but look at the difference. One says I have union with women, and the other one says I unite with women. See the difference? It's the shifting of coming into that place. You know, people, you'll meet people, they'll call you on the phone, and they'll say, oh, so-and-so's a great doctor. Oh, so-and-so has 10,477,000 followers. Oh, you should go see Dr. Oz, Medmet Oz. Oh, you should go be on The View. Oh, you should go call them. You should go suck up on them, and they'll make you rich and famous. And you go, I'm already rich and famous. I don't need to be any more famous. I'm good. If they need me, they can come to me. I'm here. I don't have to go there. I don't have to go borrow something else. I've got so many billboards now, I can hardly fill them all with my petard. So I don't have to borrow petard. This is the unhoisted, borrowed petard trying to gather some impetus that makes them be somebody someday. Good.
It's interesting bringing in the women and union and unite. So that becomes an aspect of being a god, and how you treat people, Ion?
Yeah, engage. Because, see, you're not doing it just for the sex. There's more than coitus. We don't know what, but there's more than coitus. We're not sure what.
Yeah.
Without the coitus, it's kind of like fleeting. But there must be more than coitus. But if there were more than coitus, it would be a helpmeet. Where you're helping somebody, it's like a good union is both are giving 100%, not 50-50. They're both doing 100% because some places they're not going to be at all and you're 100%. Some place you're not going to be at all and they're going to be 100%. So it actually enlightens it and makes it much more fuller, more complete because they can depend on each other, you see.
Right. It's like someone said to Bob and me, yes, the two together, the journey is halved. And I said, you don't know Bob. My journey has doubled.
Yeah, you put semicolon, not colon, semicolon, not colon. And then the grammarian comes out, and there we go.
Okay. Okay, Bob, it's been an hour.
No, no, you need to do this last little bit, then you get to the appendix.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's a new chapter.
Yeah, but it's short.
No, it's okay.
The chapter of making the transformation into the soul of Tam. The Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, saith, I shall not enter into the place of destruction. I shall not perish. I shall not know decay. I am Ra, who came forth from Nu, the soul of the God, capital G, who created his own members. And that that members tends to mean limbs, correct, Ion?
Yeah, parts, the parts
so we
of
can
the body
make our
that
own
doesn't
parts.
Defend you.
Right.
You do anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Continuing, what I abominate is sin. I will not look thereon. I cry not out against truth. Nay, I live therein. I am the God who, the imperishable God, in my name of soul, capital S, I have created myself with new, N-U, the God, in the name of Kapara. I exist in them like Ra. I am the Lord of Light, two capital L's. And the appendix.
So that's the reference. You don't have to do that. Yeah. We'll just stop right there. That's a good place because that'll put you at the top of 47.
Ah, got it. And that's the reference, as you said, Ion?
Yeah. This is that reference where you're starting to merge it together, where you got it, you're running it, and you're handling it. You're driving it. So you got it. You know who you are. You become Vestal Goodman, quoting scriptures to God like the God don't know the scriptures.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah, Greg thought I unite with women was someone speaking who was a homosexual.
God. Thank you, Ion. That was awesome.
Well, now, we like lesbians. Lesbians is all right. We don't mind lesbians. They're nice. They're good. Every movie's made it better with at least two lesbian sex scenes. We like them. They're good.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Okay, great. Thank you, everybody.